This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister designate Narendra Modi and the new Union Council of Ministers will be administered the oath of office and secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Draupadi Murmu had invited Prime Minister designate Narendra Modi to form the new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. in the evening. On Friday, Mr. Modi had met the President and staked claim to form the new government. An NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda had also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for a third consecutive term. Leaders from India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, and Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushpat Kamal Dehal Prachanda, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, will attend the ceremony. Prime Minister of Bangladesh and Vice President of Seychelles have already arrived in New Delhi for the ceremony. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprast and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi has been unanimously elected as the Congress Parliamentary Party CPP chairperson. Talking to media last evening, party leader Rajiv Shukla said she has accepted the post. Earlier, the Extended Congress Working Committee CWC has unanimously passed a resolution requesting senior party leader Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said the working committee believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. The survey on household consumption expenditure by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation has found that rural India's average monthly capital expenditure stood 71% lower than urban India in the period from August 2022 to July 2023. The survey said that rural India on an average clocked a monthly per capita consumption expenditure, MPCE, of 3,773 rupees in the period under review. Urban India's average estimated MPCE during the period stood at 6,459 rupees. The survey stated that in the 2022 to 2023 period, rural India spent 46% of its household consumption expenditure towards food. The National Sample Survey Office has been regularly conducting household consumption expenditure surveys since its establishment in 1950. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said that the whole process of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2024, has been very transparent and the integrity of the examination throughout the country was not compromised. The examination was held on the 5th of May and the result was declared on 4th June. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, Australia beat England by 36 runs at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados last night. Earlier in another match, South Africa beat Netherlands by 4 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium, New York. Today, West Indies will take on Uganda in Group C match at Providence Stadium, Guyana. The match is scheduled to start at 6 a.m. IST. In the second match, Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. IST. In the third match, Oman will take on Scotland in Group B match at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. The match is scheduled to start at 10:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of the news bulletin.